Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Green, 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County, about preparations for the fair. This is part one of a two-part interview. The fair is just around the corner. Can you tell us about some of the preparations that the 4-H students have been doing for the fair?
You bet. I hope in their homes they've been working on all of their different projects, whether it's livestock. They also have lots of different non-livestock opportunities, whether it's sewing or photography or woodworking. All of those kind of things are going on right now. They're finalizing those. We do have a special forum that we ask 4-H'ers to kind of record what was your goal, how did you work towards your goal. So they're coming into the office constantly and getting those forms and all of their different entry tags. We actually had our first kind of county fair judged event on Wednesday, June 18th with our clothing event. So we've already kind of started that evaluation process and selected some winners for the state fair. So some projects have already been done and completed and evaluated even already a month before fair. We are gearing up for our communications night, which is the week before fair. Kids are signing up for that. Right now, we just kind of have a lot of registrations going, a lot of things they have to be signed up for by July 1. And at that point, we start making schedules and contacts. We have some fun projects going on for Clover Kids, where they get to work with our 4-H'ers as well. We have that in both sheep, rabbit, and goat projects. They get to be paired with a 4-H'er and learn about that animal with their 4-H'er and get to show that animal also at the fair. So they have already been meeting with their partners and getting to know their animals and learning more about that. So that's been kind of a fun partnership between our younger Clover Kid members and 4-H'ers. So that's really geared towards kind of that fair experience as well. As far as the fairgrounds go, we've got every day, you know, somebody's here working on projects and making improvements, whether it's painting or lighting or, you know, working in the flower beds, that kind of thing. So there's daily changes going on outdoors to get ready for everyone for the week of fair.
And can you tell us about some of those projects, some of the categories where people in the community can submit projects?
We do have at the county fair an open class opportunity for anyone. They can submit a variety of things, from garden displays to silk flower arrangements to cut flowers to sewing. There are, I think, 50-some classes and opportunities there that we have listed in our fair book. That is a contest coordinated by several different volunteers who kind of work with the fair board, and that judging takes place on Monday, July 14th. They bring their projects to what we call the schoolhouse on the fairgrounds. It's kind of the little white schoolhouse in the middle of the grounds, and they are entered and judged, and then they're on display all week. They have also added kind of a new class for the public if they want to participate in that they're calling the Best Cookie Contest. And so they have two classes, the chocolate chip cookies and also the oatmeal cookies. They're inviting people to bring a plate of cookies, and that contest is on Wednesday afternoon. And there's more details on our website there if that's something people want to participate in. We've got a couple local judges from the community who get to sample all the cookies and decide some winner. So that's kind of a fun new contest for the public to participate in as well.
And if people are interested in these open class exhibits, do they need to register ahead of time or simply when they drop off their project?
Yep, they just register that morning with their projects. It looks like those can be registered anytime from 9 to noon on Monday, and then judging actually begins at 1 o'clock for the open class exhibits.
That's been today's Washington Page with Amy Green, 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.